7.
Free Talk Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want at 855-453. With you tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site for you. And they are all free, and you can actually create the content that you see there on the site. You find something that you want to share with us online. You submit it as show prep. You can also submit your own text thing, too, so it doesn't have to be an article. It just can be something of your own creation. And then it'll be voted upon, and the most voted of will make it, hopefully, to the top and the front of the site. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It is a way for you to tell us what's important to you, so we might just very well talk about it here on the radio waves. Of course, the best way to get what you want on the radio is to call in at 855-453, and that is what Robert in Vermont has done. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I realize I'm double-dipping this week, but I apologize for that.
It's a one-call-per-night limit. I don't think anyone's ever apologized for double-dipping 1 week, but I appreciate your sentiment. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, listen, you know, I really have to agree with you guys on this, you know, with the tickets and stuff like that. My question is this. If you put up a no trespassing sign, are they exempt from that?
So I've had some experience with this. It was actually brought up during my hearing today, is the fact that I put a no trespass order against all agents of the city of Keene back in May of 2012. So about a year ago, just over a year ago, I put that order in against them. And they actually did have to, they actually brought that up in their application for the search warrant, was that they had a no trespass order against them, so they had to have the judge's permission, apparently, to go on the property in that case. So the judge was basically able to wave his magic wand and give them the so-called authority that they needed to come on my property. So in that case, the no trespass order didn't do a damn bit of good. I mean, as long as they've got a judge who's friendly with them, it won't do any good, but it could stop them temporarily.
If they come on your property, are they reliable or responsible if they should harm themselves? I mean, I'm, you know, coming from a knucklehead off the street here. Suppose one of them just walks on your property in the middle of winter and, you know, you hadn't gone out and salted the driveway yet. And, you know, one of them comes on the property and it's looking to see if
or a tree falls on them. Yeah.
Fall and break their leg.
Yep, that's true.
Like a piece of ground opens up underneath them and they fall on a bunch of punji sticks that just happen to be there.
I can speak to this issue in New Hampshire anyway. In the last couple of years, there was a push really after someone had been killed by a dead tree that fell in the wintertime. There was a push to make landowners responsible for all of the dead, taking care of all of the dead trees on their property. Mm. You know, if you live on 10 acres of land, that's
a lot of trees.
That could be a lot of trees you're dealing with.
I'm going to guess about 2,000.
Yeah, there's a lot of trees there, sure.
I've got 11 acres of land, and I'm going to guess about 2,000
trees.
Yeah,
there are a lot of trees. I have a piece of property about the same size, and that is a lot of trees for sure. So in New Hampshire, there was a push a couple of years ago to make the landowner more responsible, and that effort failed. So if you are on someone's property and you are injured, it is your fault because
that's
we have
good.
Here, it's common law, if you're not posted that your property is not open for hunting or hiking or recreation, then the people who are coming onto your property are liable for their are responsible for their own injuries.
But in your political designation, your mileage may vary.
But does that include a code enforcement officer?
I don't know. I would imagine it does. I would assume, and do you know what assuming is? It could be dangerous.
You know what they say when you assume.
Yes, I know. So I'll say this with that caveat, is that if a code enforcement officer is injured in the job, I would think that would be covered under workers' comp for his job if he's he's in the duty of his work.
Robert, thanks for the call
doesn't
tonight.
Doesn't that open up a can of worms for the property owner to be liable somehow because
it could make it difficult on you.
A handful of ashes on the ground or something.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I sure do.
Hey,
absolutely.
Robert, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. That certainly could. They can always make your life difficult. I mean, even if, as you're saying, I mean, you think it's probably covered under their insurance.
Should be.
You never know what the city's going to do to you, especially if they've got a vendetta against you
for some reason.
Even if they can't come at you directly for that, they could come up with something else. You know?
The King's men do what they want, and that's just what they've always done. So, when you have power, it is just too easy to wield it. The answer isn't making people with power more responsible. It's taking the power away from people.
Let's continue here. Dallas is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dallas.
Hey, evening. What's shaking?
What's on your mind?
Thought I'd give you an update on the little property tax situation that I've been dealing with for 6-8 months. But
all right, before you do give us a recap. Bring us up to speed.
Well, I was going to say, you probably don't recall, but I called you 6-8 months ago and let you know that I had spoken with an attorney for the local independent school district. And he, in very specific terms, alleged that there was some sort of contract that I had with the independent school district. So when asked to present this, some sort of memorial, some sort of document, a memorialization of this alleged contract, his words to me were, I suggest you pay your property taxes. So I knew that was a non-response. So there is no memorialization of this contract. So somehow
Is this the mystical social contract where they basically tell you how much money to pay them and what things to do to appease them, and then they don't put you in a cage or steal your home from your family, that contract?
That is my presumption.
Gotcha.
So in the meantime, I've sent out public records requests and freedom of information requests, and all their responses, of course, have been non-responsive. When I ask for something very specific, they send me 100 pages of tax code. Well, I sent a public records request to the county appraisal district. And these are the third-party guys. These guys allegedly aren't affiliated with the county government. Because
right.
they just
have a contract to go around and decide how much the property's worth.
Right, and it's to give the illusion of separation of powers, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I requested that he give me the lawful appraisal, since he's the one saying that I owe this money, blah, blah, blah. His response was to me that I have no documentation that could be considered a responsive answer. So, super. So I sent him, about 2 weeks later, and he sends me a notice of appraised value. And I'm like, wait a minute. You just told me you don't have an appraisal. How can I have a notice of appraised value? So I sent him a cease and desist order, and that was about 2 weeks ago, and I haven't gotten a tax bill yet, but we'll see what happens.
What are you expecting?
I've been deconstructing the code for a little over a year, and the code themselves...
You're talking about Texas property tax code?
Texas property and Texas tax code and Texas Constitution, and they specifically speak about commercial activity. I mean, everything in there speaks about real property or residential property or residential dwellings. And when you start going and looking up these definitions, they're not talking about my private home, man. Even in their property.
Residential property isn't talking about your residence?
No.
Okay.
And it says residential dwelling, Mark, and the definition of a dwelling is something that's being rented. And it's more than one unit. So it doesn't apply to my property. So my belief is they're under the presumption that you're in some way a commercial entity. And I know this is a lot of speculation, but can I prove it? No. But their code, even in the property inspection, it says that they are allowed to enter up onto a business, a trust, an LLC, a corporation, blah, 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 to inspect. It doesn't say anything in there, anywhere, about entering onto private land. Nowhere in their code. So I mean, I'm putting together stuff. I'm going to let them take me to court this year and see what happens. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, that's very similar to what I'm going through here, where the fire chief is not supposed to, by his own ordinances, go through single-family homes and inspect things. But they're basically trying to claim, oh, it's not a single-family. It's being used as a lodging house, so therefore we can inspect. And there's a lot of ins and outs of that. Hey, Dallas, thanks for the update. Keep us in the loop with what happens. Appreciate hearing from you. Good for you for standing up for yourself. Appreciate that, too. We're on the way here. This is Free Talk Live at 855. 453. You can tell us your story or take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live toll-free number to night for you to bring up anything is 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about the ridiculous controls that these people calling themselves the city or the town of fill-in-the-blank are attempting to put on our lives and our property, but there's certainly no shortage of stories like this. There's no shortage of people who have been threatened, who have had their homes, had liens placed on their homes, have had their homes stolen outright from them, have been punished in other ways by being targeted by code enforcement for various different ridiculous claims. No shortage of people in these situations. It's just that most of the time they don't make the news. Most of the time they don't end up like the folks in Orlando with a garden in their front yard. You know, they don't end up making national headlines. And those folks are standing alone. And I think that's unfortunate because I really appreciate it when people stand up for their rights. And it's also nice to be able to stand up for the rights of others. We can continue this discussion here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online, so please go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive on our bulletin board system there. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you right to our forums. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
You've probably thought about, you've certainly, if you listen to talk radio, heard some ads for storable food out there. I want to compare with you the Legacy Premium brand to the rest of these brands out there. The Legacy Premium brand is the best in price, storability, and taste. Now, by storability, what I mean is, well, some of these, some of them come in cans, and big cans, that if you open it up, you're going to have to eat all this stuff. What if you only need stored food for a day or two?
Maybe you've wasted a bunch of food.
Or even an evening. Then you've wasted a bunch of food, and you're going to have to eat it all, or whatever. With the Legacy Premium brand, they come in, it's like four servings for in one package. It's sealed in a Mylar package, and that packaging has like something like a quarter to a half inch of sealing around the edge, and it's been flushed with nitrogen so that there's no oxygen in there to oxygenate it and make it so it deteriorates. And then there's an oxygen absorber in the package just to make sure any residual oxygen is taken care of, and that makes it so these things, they last for 25 years. You can trust them. It's a great product. It's, by the way, less than half of what the competition costs. $1.50 a meal. It's really hard to find a meal for $1.50, mm-hmm. especially one
worth eating.
Yeah, worth eating. That's tasty. That's 100% GMO free, MSG free, artificial flavor free, and a preservative free. And they've got vegetarian and gluten free options. Free shipping on all orders. You can find them at food.freetalklive.com. That's food.freetalklive.com.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You know, it's not just people that are in trouble with their own personal property. There are also people that are in trouble all across the country with various different state, federal, and town or local, mostly local and town governments, but also state, I guess, to some extent, with their businesses. And the New York Observer has a related story from Observer.com. The Department of Consumer Affairs has sent notice to 17 New York restaurants telling them they will have to close their sidewalk seating areas unless they're willing to comply with the city's zoning regulations. Please be advised you have 100 business days from and including May 1st to complete one of the following options. The agency notified owners on April 29th, recording the New York Post. The restaurants were given the options to get a certified land survey to show they're operating on private property with their tables and also file for a zoning exemption or surrender their permits. New York restaurants that have received notices include, and they named several of them, some of the owners are worried that the new enforcement efforts could put them out of business. Cities such as Philadelphia have been cracking down on sidewalk cafes as well. They've begun to perform monthly.
I mean, isn't this terrible? People eating at tables on sidewalks in America? Enjoying the sunshine, getting some fresh air. My God.
Need a permit for that, sir.
This is, well, yeah.
Several, in some cases, because I know here in Keene there are several sidewalk eateries that there's
and they have to come back every year and ask again.
And they are subject to, there's this one pub on Main Street where you can't take alcohol from the establishment out across the sidewalk to their patio area.
That's correct.
A server has to carry it for you. Now,
right. One of their staff can do it,
but I can't. As a 30-something-year-old woman, I cannot conduct myself appropriately for that.
Across 6 feet,
right.
if that.
I mean, it's probably 5 feet, honestly. Mm-hmm. But really, the rules are just arbitrary, and I don't know if capricious is really the word for it, but I would say overreaching, certainly.
Yeah. It's strange. So the permit thing is kind of rent for that piece of area
that you've already paid for.
Right. But you've got that restaurant pays for that. And in Keene, I'd imagine maybe this is the true in cities around America. Not all of them, but some of them. People in high density, you know, businesses in high density area pay additional taxes, property taxes, to the town government. So they're already
in Keene.
Yeah, paying extra for that sidewalk and its maintenance already.
Yep.
And the
they have to beg to use it.
The permit is rent to use the sidewalk that you pay for, and obviously it's not a hindrance to the people walking on the sidewalk because the city can rent it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so if it was a problem, you wouldn't be able to rent it out in the first place. The permit isn't permission to hinder people walking because people are able to get around already. It's just permission to use that piece of sidewalk out in front of your business so that your customers' experience is enhanced. And I'd say the city's aesthetics are enhanced also.
That's your opinion, but other people might disagree, and those people in a lot of cases seek power. The people that don't want to see business, they don't want to see evidence of anyone doing anything.
I don't know that they necessarily feel that way. They just want the money.
Yeah.
I mean, if they really didn't want a business to have tables out in front of their business, they wouldn't accept any amount of money for it.
That's true.
No,
I'm with Mark
saying.
On this. Yeah,
it's just about money.
It's another money grab.
And
still, though, I agree with you for the most part, but there is still a segment of people, busybody types.
Sure, there are.
They
but
hate
they lose
business
when they, you pay the permit fee.
They hate business. And they just don't want to see it happen. So, like, here in Keene, there's a few examples where they restrict signage. You cannot have any kind of animated sign. Ooh, that's forbidden. We can't make it look like Keene is
unless
advancing
a government
out of 1879.
Right. What was it? It was the new middle school.
The new middle school has an animated sign.
And the new school sign, and that's not the only sign ordinance. I think it's size as well.
Oh, there's ridiculous. You can't have neon.
They can break,
you can't break their
own rules.
You can't have uplighting. There's a new Kohl's being built here in town. They had to beg permission from the city council to give them a variance so they could have uplighting, meaning that lights pointing upward. I mean, it's ridiculous, the amount of micromanaging that goes on. And
well,
it's an embarrassment to call it the live free or die state.
Light pollution.
The uplighting, they cause the sea turtles to get confused and to head in the wrong direction when they've laid their eggs.
Now, I know you're being mocking in your remarks. That is a serious problem, but that's down in I believe, North Carolina.
Well, yeah.
The community has actually banded together and taken back some of that. So they've actually... I hate hearing you mock the turtles, Mark. It's terrible.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's nothing wrong with saving turtles and other wildlife. Just please, you know, have private property set aside for that. And don't worry so much about what other people are going to do on their private property, which is, of course, what all this micromanaging is about. It's all about control. In some cases, it's about money. 855, in a lot of cases, it is. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, still to come here, a very disturbing story that Nemi just revealed to us here moments ago.
Who brings the show prep?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've got one that is going to be close to that one, Nemi, from right here in New Hampshire. That's pretty disturbing, too. But we'll jump into that here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Also want to invite you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you'd like. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You can also join us online where we have a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact, and you can do it all at once, all for free, at cam.freetalklive.com. So drop on by there and enjoy those features. There are just a few of the many free features that you'll find over at freetalklive.com.
BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items ready to ship right now. That's a lot of different items. Many of them are consumer electronics from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, that's Ingram Micro, and they're at a 0% markup. So if you want to get a laptop or a tablet or, you know, computer or whatever, even they have the big screen TVs, whatever kind of consumer electronics device you want to get, go first to BitcoinStore.com and take a look at the prices, because they're at a 0% markup, and that's pretty enticing. The catch, you're going to have some bitcoins, because bitcoinstore.com does not sell in dollars or euros or rubles or any other government currency. They only use the new international currency called bitcoins. So the bitcoins allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. Well, because of that, you don't even have to give any information when you, except for your address when you buy from BitcoinStore.com. So they don't need your billing address. They don't need to know who you are. They don't need to know your credit card number. Nobody at their business can take your credit card number and do whatever they want with it later, because that's not how Bitcoins work. You just pay for it and they send it to you. And they send it to whatever address you want them to send it to. It's BitcoinStore.com.
I've used it. I recommend it. I was carrying around their product today, as a matter of fact.
Free shipping on all orders above $100.
You can't beat it. BitcoinStore.com. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. A couple disturbing stories here. One, Nemi, you have entering in the realm of bestiality. And it really doesn't get much more disturbing beyond bestiality, unless we're talking about necrobestiality. But
dead animals?
Yeah. But,
the things I learn on this show, I tell you. Disturbing.
So, disturb us, Nemi.
Okay. A behavioral specialist for Hartford County Schools has been accused of having sex with her family dog.
Mm.
This is a...
Yep, that's pretty disturbing.
Stephanie Miklas, 45, from Maryland, was charged with unnatural or perverted sexual practice after photographs and video of her allegedly engaging in the sexual acts with her pet.
God, that's stupid.
Thanks, Ian. He's like, where's that coming from? Okay. Her allegedly engaging in the sexual acts with her pet over a month-long period were discovered.
Explain to me, when one engages in this kind of, you know, poorly thought-out activity, why one would take pictures?
Well, I mean, one is clearly interested in bestiality, so maybe, you know, a lot of people that are interested in sexual things want a record. You know, they want a memento.
Okay.
Maybe it adds to the thrill, Mark. I really don't know.
I don't know either.
So, maybe she was selling the pictures, or maybe she's a member of, I don't know who would pay for it, but there's probably somebody out there. Or maybe she's a member of an online forum where, you know, they do these things. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. So she's...
she can't be the only one, though.
I'm certain she's not.
Yeah.
So she was hired with the school district in 2009 and works primarily with special needs students. She's now on administrative leave pending the outcome of the case, most likely paid, you know.
Because, oh, sure.
Because
administrative leave is generally paid.
So the Child Advocacy Center of Hartford County began investigating her last year on a separate matter. And it doesn't say what the separate matter was, but it was when they searched her home.
It pales in comparison to this, I can tell you that.
You know, maybe so. It was when they searched her home that they discovered the pictures and video. Mm. The incident is said to have taken place from August 1st to August 31st of 2008. So this is 7 years ago. Maryland, there is no statute of limitations for bestiality charges, so authorities were able to press charges as soon as they discovered the evidence. Now, this dog still lives with the family. And the woman is out on $5,000 bond.
Well, unlike some bestiality, if you're dealing with a woman, she's probably not... Oh, I mean, I don't know if she's penetrating the dog, but it's less likely that that she's penetrating the dog. So the dog probably hasn't really had a real traumatic experience about this. I'm just jumping to conclusions here about the method in which she was having sex with the animal.
If she's convicted of this charge, she faces up to 10 years in prison and a $1,000 fine.
Oh, man.
She denies the charges.
It's just not right to put people who have whatever this preference is in a jail cell. There is no victim in this case. Even if you want to argue,
I don't see any benefit to the taxpayers of Maryland to put this lady in jail.
What's that cost? What's it cost per year in Maryland to put someone in jail for a year? $40,000.
I am stunned at the depravity of this. If the accusations are true, and I don't know them to be true, but if
they claim
they
have photographic evidence of it,
it sounds darn true.
That's not me in those pictures, sir.
Now, Ian, I do have one single sentence to answer your question. The indictment lacks a lot of detail, but does say she had sexual intercourse with a dog.
Right, but she doesn't have a penis, so it probably was the other way around.
Right, which I think what Ian's suggesting here is that the dog wasn't harmed in the making of this video. Right, in the making of this video. That, you know...
And even if the dog were to have been harmed, it would be disturbing, and you know it would be wrong for that to happen.
I
but
would
it's
say
not
it was wrong.
Imprisonable,
yeah.
In my opinion, is not an imprisonable offense. If anything, the other people who are responsible for the dog should somehow have been given some restitution. Of course, they're her family members.
Now, view animals as property, correct? I think I heard you say something about wild animals needing to, it should be owned and.
Well, if you want to stop,
property.
For instance, the poaching of elephants, then make them ownable. Don't just have them in the wild where poachers can come and just get them. and the only supposed protection is the government, which, of course, the government's not going to be around when a poacher is, and so therefore, you know, there goes your ivory, and there go all the elephants.
Yeah.
But if they're privately owned, then the private owner has an incentive to guard
his
animals.
Sure, sure.
I think that the torturing of animals is wrong.
Sure.
I believe it to be wrong in a moral sense. I just don't think that the government is a very good organization to handle the dispensation of whatever sort of punishments might come from this, because I think that it is very subjective. I eat meat. I take care. As a matter of fact, I raise pigs mm-hmm. right now. I'll be getting mine in a couple of weeks. I just raise them from piglet to you know, market weight, and then I have them slaughtered.
Yep.
Now, I treat my pigs very well. They get fed organic food. They get a cupcake every day or some kind of pastry every day. I'll hug them. Sometimes I ride them, which they, by the way, probably would consider torture, at least in their little world. And I have a good time with the raising of the pigs, and it's a whole family thing with the kid and stuff like that. It's fun, and the pigs get a lot of room, a lot more room than most pigs get, because my intention is to give them a good life and one bad day. And on that bad day, some people would say that I do terrible, horrifying things to my pigs because I take them to the hippie slaughterhouse in Athol, Mass, and they, they give them a big hug before they slit their throats and do whatever it is that they do to pigs to slaughter them. I didn't see the process, but everything I saw
it's
there...
very educational.
I bet it is. But everything I saw there was really great at this place, and I picked them for their humanity.
You felt like it was more humane. But is the point you're making that there are certain people out there who would look at that and be horrified even by what you have
there
done?
There are people that would be horrified by the fact that I put a fence around these pigs in order to keep them safe
from
predators.
So who decides
that's
what
the
is
problem, is who decides what torture is for an animal. Now, I don't think that this animal doesn't sound, from what I'm hearing in the article, to have been tortured by my definitions, but if it was the other way around, mm-hmm. I've certainly heard of people doing sexual things to animals that I do consider to be torture.
That if it were a human, would be considered to be rape.
Right. So I have a problem with that, and I think it is morally wrong. However, I just don't think the government's very good at dispensating guilt in this area and
but
punishment.
What would the right... I mean, if there should be anything that happens in this case, I mean, you've got a behavioral specialist, which, by the way, brings up real questions about psychologists and those kind of people, but you've got a behavioral specialist who is having sex with her dog, they allege, over a month's period of time, 7 years ago. What is the appropriate response? Your thoughts are welcome at 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
the government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about bestiality to get on the air here. We will talk about anything. 855-450-FREE, though that is the topic at hand, or shall I say at paw, in this particular case, because we're talking about a lady, a
woman.
Woman.
Sorry. We must be clear. This is a woman.
So she had sex with her dog, her family dog in this case. She's a behavioral specialist. And according to the internets, behavioral specialists could be someone with a master's degree in healthcare, psychology, or sociology, for instance. And they may work and specialize in one area, like in this case, student behavior. She was working with was a school district, right?
That's right. The Harford County Public Schools. This woman has a master's degree in counseling and spent almost 4 years advising special ed teachers as in this position. Well, in the position of behavioral specialist. Excuse me. Gosh. Behavioral specialist provides assistance to special ed teachers who work with kids who have disabilities and or are showing significant behavior issues.
You know, you always wonder when it comes to people in these fields, like, how messed up are they? I mean, they claim to know about various different issues that people have mentally, or to be the people to turn to if you've got a problem, you need therapy, as though they are these paragons of people who've got their
mental
lives
health,
straight.
Right,
right. Paragons,
you know?
Of mental health, right.
And then you hear stories about this. The woman's a behavioral specialist, and she was caught with pictures. We don't know about video.
With his dog.
With pictures, with her own dog, with the family dog. I mean, those are those things. You know, it's stories like this that really make you question. Hey, look, remember, when you're talking to a doctor or when you're talking to a psychologist, you're talking to another human being. They're not perfect. They've got problems. And sometimes you don't want to know about their problems.
No, indeed.
So let's go to the phones here. You can bring up anything you would like. We've got Ivy on the line in Ohio. Ivy, you're on Free Talk Live. And
hello.
Ivy. Hey there.
I pulled out this cool joke. I said to this man, I was actually at a festival. I was at this festival called Dark Star Jubilee. And
okay.
I said, hey, sir, you dropped your Bitcoin. And he, like, would look down. He was even like, he was like, Bitcoin? He was like, what? He was like, I must have dropped it from my phone.
Thanks for the call, Ivy. Appreciate it. Wow, that kid was on hold the whole time.
That's
we were
right.
talking about this
right.
dog sex thing.
Oh, good.
Well, her parents must have open minds.
Lordy.
Let's just say that.
Lordy.
It's a family show only for cool families. 855-450-FREE. You will come across adult topics on Free Talk Live, and hopefully we handle them in a somewhat mature manner and don't pander to the lowest common denominator. But you may want to be advised if you've got children.
It's real life, and Free Talk Live is about real life.
Well, what's red and smells like blue paint?
I don't know.
Red paint.
Yeah, same smells the same, yeah.
Let's go to Joe, listening in South Carolina. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm here.
Here you are. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, hey, yeah. I'm calling in regards to the protesting on Memorial Day.
What protests are we talking about? The Monsanto thing?
Well, I don't know. You, I believe, had posted something on Free King about people holding peace signs up.
Okay. So, so in Keene, there were a handful of activists who walked in the Memorial Day parade or at the very end of said Memorial Day parade and holding peace flags and also signage. Yes.
Right. And I was just calling to, I had posted on there under the name Casbomb, so you can read the comments I posted. Basically, you know, respectfully asking that people don't do that because I don't see Memorial Day as supporting war. I see it as, you know, remembering those people that have died, the loved ones that people had that have died during war. It's not promoting it as saying, hey, this is, we need to remember these people.
An effort to honor the dead.
Say again?
Right. What? An effort to honor the dead.
Right. That's what I see Memorial Day as. I don't really see it as a pro-war day or anything like
that.
Well,
let's deconstruct it for a second, if we could. Memorial Day generally has parades that have things like, you know, government-oriented vehicles, specifically military vehicles. Memorial Day is specifically for military war dead. It doesn't honor my great grandma Traub, who died after having a root beer popsicle at 91, right?
Or what about the people who died as a result of war who weren't soldiers? What about those people too?
Right, and
what about them?
Yeah, that's all incorporated with.
I don't think it is.
No, I'm
trying to make a point here, and I think that Memorial Day is specifically about fallen soldiers.
It is.
And mostly about fallen American soldiers, from what I can tell. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, it's an American holiday, but it does incorporate, you know, all the people that have died during the wars, not just soldiers. And that's the whole point is to remember the sacrifices that were made by everybody. I mean, during like the Revolutionary War, because it memorializes all the people that have fought in all the wars.
Right, but only the people who fought in wars, not the people who have been victimized by wars, not innocent people who have been crushed by war, not all the people who have been forced, you know, against their will to pay for that war, but only to remember soldiers. Not
right, and it's really not even for Revolutionary War. It was a Civil War holiday called Decoration Day, I think, that came out of the South.
But either way, to me, that's all irrelevant. To me, what matters is talking about peace and showing those symbols, in this case, the peace flag, and spreading ideas of peace. And what's wrong? I mean, if what you're saying is true, and this is about remembering soldiers, what's wrong with reminding people that, hey, your soldiers won't die as often if there's peace? So how about we try that?
Well, the thing I think that some people take offense to, I mean, I don't personally take offense to, you know, someone holding up a peace sign on Memorial Day, but I understand, being a soldier myself, why some people take offense to that stuff, because they believe in what they're fighting for.
Right, because it's not about the dead. That's the point that we're trying to make here. It's not about the dead because they believe in what they're fighting for. They believe in the war, and they honor the dead in order to honor the war, not that they honor the dead that fell for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that.
I disagree because it's the majority of the people that died during these wars believe in what they were fighting for and the cause that they were serving under and what they were fighting for in a lot of these wars. And when someone comes out there and is like almost protesting the war that they fought for, like World War II, I mean, that was a good cause. You have to admit there was genocide going on. Millions of people were being killed.
I can tell you that history does not stand up to the idea that the United States or any other country that fought on the side of the Allies fought in order to free the Jews. Yes, there were some pictures from Life magazine that made it out from, some of the Jewish ghettos, but the genocide hadn't even really begun until the war had already started. This had to do with Hitler's expansion to the east, not with
right.
the genocide.
Right, stopping a tyrant. And when it turned to find out that this is what Hitler was doing, what the coalition, you know, had actually done is they had stopped a very evil person from, you know, creating a bigger force to kill even more people.
I would agree with you, but let's also not forget the United States didn't declare war on Hitler. That didn't happen. Hitler declared war on the United States. So they, you know, Hitler came first before the United States did. So you can see that it wasn't the United States' initiative in that arena. And also, one could make a pretty good argument that Hitler rose to power because of the United States' intervention in World War I. It's getting involved in these wars that caused Hitler to rise to power.
You know, that's all very interesting and important, all of the history, but regarding what's happening now, and that is the idea of people going out with peace flags and signs on
right.
Memorial Day, I understand some people are going to be upset by that, and I totally accept that in the process of going out there and doing that. That's part of part and parcel of what should be expected to come at someone who's going to do that. But ultimately, I think that there's no more appropriate time than when people are rallying around the troops and shouting about how the troops keep us free and all this these nonsense claims, to have somebody out there who is advocating peace as a solution to world issues. And I think that that's a totally appropriate time to do it. If people don't like it, then too bad for them. Thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you got some conversation started, and that's to me worth something. And it was nice to also be appreciated. Got lots of waves and peace signs, and people liked it.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.